Hey, Caleb. Alan here.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, not bad. You?
Yeah, pretty good.
Are you guys busy? Is Aislinn around? Or?
She's here. Yeah, I'll pass you over.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm all right. You?
Yeah, not too bad.
You sound better.
Oh, I am. I mean, I'm still coughing a little bit, but...
Yeah.
It seems to be taking its own sweet time to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I am getting better.
Good. Okay. There is a reason I'm calling.
Shoot.
I'm just concerned. I have 4 more days off of work, and I just popped into my head that I should go and see the house. And I did message Laura at Christmas saying Happy Christmas, and I didn't get a response back. And since the whole letter to the lawyer thing about a promise to pay her, she's been rather aloof. And so I'm wondering if I should take that as an indicator.
To go down there and have a look at it.
Have a look at it, yes. Do you have an opinion?
Well, if you're willing to do it, I think that might be a very good thing to do.
It's been over a year since I've seen the house.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Do you think you want to call Tammy and ask her? Because I think she drives by the house on her way to work or something. What's your feelings on that?
I wish to completely exclude her from everything.
That's understandable.
She's based on
past behavior.
She has multiple faces. And
She definitely does.
Shortly after her father died, she messaged me.
Yes, I saw that message. I remember that.
Piece of work or something like that. And so...
I remember you showing me that. It was like, whoa, what the hell is that?
And I still don't know exactly what that's all about. I imagine she thought... I tried to change Father's will. That just occurred to me later on, but...
That's not possible, though.
No, it isn't. No, of course not. Any more than I can change Floyd's or...
The fact that Dad died or didn't die.
Yeah.
Wills are there for those exact reasons, so that the person's wishes cannot be changed.
Mm-hmm.
That is the whole point of a will. She, of all people, should know that.
Yes, and so... whatever game she's playing, I don't want to have any part of it. So, and the fact
that
she challenged
probably
me
good.
And you know, or rather messed up, I'm sure it was her game. I don't wish to include her in anything. If anything,
no.
I would probably call up Pete and say,
talk
to him regularly.
Yeah.
And although I don't trust him, not much. Well, you know, I only trust him like 80% maybe.
Still you really
contact.
Shouldn't. Yeah. Well, I mean, you would have been notified if the place had burned down, but what you don't know is, has it been trashed?
Yes.
You just don't know what condition the place is in.
Yes. And now that I'm working, I don't think I will have a chance for some time to get out there.
No.
If
Are
I
you
do.
Willing to do that? Are you willing to go down there right now?
I'm willing, yes.
Now, can you afford it?
I can now, yes. I had a couple of paychecks, and they gave me a bonus at work, so the bonus will pay for whatever.
Well, it is a lot of work, but if you're willing to do it, I think that might be a good idea to do.
On the other hand, just playing my own devil's advocate here, on the other hand...
Yeah, go ahead.
Just to... pretend scenario, I go down there and everything's fine, and I put up with Laura for a couple of days, or maybe even a day, and listen to her rattling around and banging doors and her normal self, and I come back frazzled and not up in my game just when work starts up again.
I think the risk of that... is outweighed by the fact that you don't know what Dad's property state is like.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, unfortunately, I think that is more important. I know she's a frazzle. I know she's incredibly stressful to be around.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you're just there for like one day or a maximum 2 days, at least you can see with your own eyes and you can decide on something if you think it needs deciding on.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you know firsthand what state of the place is in.
Yes.
Because that's you and I's heritage there. That's our that place. However much money we get for it on the market when the probate is done is our inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
So it behooves us to know what condition it's in.
Yes. Well,
I know it's very very unfair to ask you to go off and do that and then come back to work a bit tired and frazzled, but it would only take a week or so to sort of rest up from that, and at least you'd have the peace of mind to know what state that place is in right now.
Well, I've got 4 days left, and so I can drive there if I left now. I could drive there in 1 day, and then I would spend 1 day, or perhaps a day and a half, looking around, and it would take 1 day to drive back, which means either, you know, make the trip back in 1 day or cut it into 2 days, either way. But a total of 4 days. 1 day there, 1 day back, and 2 days there. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, and you'd be back in time to go to work. You might be a little bit on the tired side, granted, but
yeah.
Most people, when they come back from New Year's, are a bit hungover and mean and overtired. So you wouldn't be out of place.
Yeah. Oh boy, it's a long drive.
And I mean, you keep your head down and you don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
It might not even be noticed.
Sure. Yes.
So.
Yeah. I wonder what
if you're willing to do that, it would be, I'd say, a big benefit just to know.
Yes. I had the car serviced, new brakes, a tune-up, oil change. So to go over the mountains again.
You've got tires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got chains. I got a winter preparedness package.
Yeah.
With a brand new blanket that Kia gave me, which is nice.
Uh-huh.
And so,
right.
Okay.
What you need.
Well, then I guess I'll go home and pack and leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will I phone Laura and tell her that I'm coming?
No.
Okay.
I would say, think about it. I would say you want to know what the real state of that place is like.
And she did say a couple of times, just show up and have a look if you want. I don't care.
Okay, well, take her at her word then. Because does she have her stepmom staying with her? I mean, is that part of the deal? Or is she staying there by herself? What?
She was supposed to have been there by herself, but her daughter has been there for almost a year now.
Okay, see, that's a factor.
Mm-hmm.
That is a factor to your bargaining power when it comes down to the crunch.
Sure, yes.
And if the lawyer has said that, no, there's no thing in the will to pay for paying her a large chunk of money, if we've got the law on our side for that, then,
I could be demanding back rent.
It is actually our property now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting quite a bit for free living there with nothing, paying nothing.
Pete has commented on that several times. I think, one, because he's jealous, but two, because he knows on the other side of him, the Jekyll and Hyde thing, that he knows that it's really, she's taken advantage of a lot,
Well, you and I both know she's taken advantage of a lot.
Hmm. Okay, well then I guess I'll let out soon. It's a 12-hour trip, so.
Yeah.
I haven't even checked the road reports, but I do have chains, so.
Yeah. Well, give me a call. Okay, it's 6 o'clock at night here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 6 o'clock in the morning. What did you say? 12 o'clock?
12 hours.
Ish?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
So,
or I could just message you, but I don't know how to message you from, overseas. Doesn't seem
I don't either, actually. Email? You can email, though.
Yep.
So 6 o'clock at night here, 12 hours later would be 6 o'clock in the morning. I might even be up.
Mm.
I'm almost always up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Okay. Another question.
We have Naomi and Ian staying over for a few days here.
Oh, yes.
But even when they're here, like last night, they arrived last night about 7 o'clock in the evening. By 9 o'clock, I was drooping, and I just said, I'm sorry, but I have to go to bed, because my shift is so different from everybody else in the universe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then I was up at 6 o'clock, and I was downstairs painting for an hour and a half before anybody rattled around and wanted a coffee. So that's kind of my personal time, and like from 6 till 8 is like my quiet time that I really, I'm quite jealous of, and I guard that because I really like it.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know,
email me then, or will I just wait?
Yeah, email me or call me. I'll definitely be. That's my perky mind time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's when my mind is the sharpest. I know that seems counterproductive to most people, but I'm not most people.
No,
like
that.
So, yeah.
My next question is: should I tell mom, or shall I just say that I'm maybe going to go to Calgary and see some friends?
I don't think it matters.
Want to drive me to drive over the mountains in the winter?
Well, then tell her you're going to Calgary to see some
That's
friends.
That's what I thought. Yes.
Because don't tell her anything that's going to make her stress and worry, and it means nothing. It's a meaningless lie to tell her that, because it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would matter that, you know, something big and important, fine, don't lie to her, but this isn't.
No, it isn't, no.
You know?
Because I can drive across the mountains, it's not a big deal for me. It takes a day, that's all.
I know it is. I mean,
How many times
in your life have you done that?
Oh,
you've gone over those things dozens and dozens of times.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
And it isn't really that big of a... I mean, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But
I guess I'll pack up my I just went to a coffee shop to fill up my cup, but I think I'll go back home now. And,
yeah.
Is there anything that I'm not thinking of? Anything that I'm forgetting?
I'm trying to think. Now, is there any paperwork that you need for her to sign or anything like that?
No, she is a completely unofficial person. She has nothing at all.
She has no authority or bearing or anything, no.
No. The only thing is, do I call the lawyer and tell him my intentions?
That's not a bad idea. At the very least, leave a voicemail. They might be closing because, well, I don't know what lawyer times are like, but...
Yeah.
I think that would be a good idea, just so that it is on record that you're going to check your own property.
Yes.
You know, just on the off chance, you know, the outside chance of someone demanding something of you, you can say, no, I've got records to prove that blah,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes.
It's always good to have somebody to... fall back on in terms of verifying what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even if it's just a voicemail, if they're not answering, you can at least say, just a note, I'm doing this because of my concerns for the property. I just want to check up on it. You know, nothing else is changing. I'm just checking up on it. But I wanted it on my file to say that that's what I'm doing on such and such a date. Give the date, the time, and say I intend on spending a day there, and yada yada yada.
And the final question is: do you think that? And it might sound kind of crazy, but I don't believe it is. It's just a precautionary thing. Do I contact the sheriff in the region and tell him or her my intentions, just to, you know, for the same reason?
Well, I never thought of that.
if there's any sort of, goofiness that might go down because of, you know, the situation at hand, the sheriff would be the one to, provincial police, right?
Yep.
Their jurisdiction.
Yep.
if there's any violence or anything, that's a city or municipal police force thing, but the whatever local sheriff precinct in the area is, I don't know. Is that a...
Well, you know what you could do is you could call them and ask them the question, in a hypothetical situation, this is my situation, my dad's house, the lady looking after it, blah, blah, blah. I'm driving from Alberta. I'm coming to check my dad's house. Yeah. Is there any, you know, ask them, are there any, you know, precautions that I should be thinking about before I arrive at my dad's house? You know, and ask them to give you any assurances, or and when you do ask them, that opens it up for them to give you advice, and also for them to know what your intentions are. It shows to them that you want to be on the law's side,
yes,
and that you're playing by the rules 100%.
Yep.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. I don't know what kind of officer you would speak to, because they always ask you, what's it pertaining to? Is it, you know, drugs, firearms, burglary, things like that?
Yeah.
You could just call a non-emergency number and say, do I need advice on this visit? This is my situation, and do I need advice from you? Do I need to notify you? And make it so that you're asking them, not saying, I want to notify you, saying, should I be notifying you?
Yes. What is the proper thing to do in this? What is the
in this situation?
Yeah.
And say, I don't know whether there will be other people at the property or whether to expect violence or damage or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, should I be notifying you also? Is it a good thing to have a police presence there when I get there? I don't really know what the what the protocols for a situation like that are.
Yeah.
Then that way they can give you the advice of, these are the things that we're able to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they might say, yes, you're allowed to have an officer come to your house in that situation. Or maybe they will say, well, we can't send out an officer unless we have proof that a crime has been committed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they say that because of manpower. And also, coming into the New Year's situation, they might be stretched quite thin on the ground.
True.
So at the very least, you would be on record with the sheriff's office of saying, what are the protocols here? And
yep.
Then later on, if you did need to have their services, at least it would be on record that you were being proactive.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good.
You can't expect them to go there on this close to New Year's Eve, because, like I said, they'll be pretty stretched on the ground. But
oh, no, for sure.
At least it's like the lawyer, at least it's on record as saying, what's the protocols for this?
Mm-hmm.
They might tell you, oh, fuck, it's none of our business.
Yep.
You just don't know, right? But at least you're on record as having said that.
And it is, in fact, very probable of that, too. So.
I don't even want to think about that. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I'm checking this now, actually.
Yeah, so how are you doing?
All right.
Yeah.
Not bad.
How did the turkey go?
Good. Good. But, what was I going to say about that? Sorry, my brain is a little bit...
Well, you were talking about the stuffing, and Mum was talking about stuffing, too. And like, is it going to be some sloppy, wet mess?
Yeah. No, it was good. It was good.
That's all right.
A tiny bit moist, but that's okay.
Oh.
I think that's just the way they like it. I prefer it.
Yeah.
Just the fact,
you know, this cold that I've had, 2 weeks ago or something... I'm still having difficulty breathing. I'm have this sort of squeezing feeling in my chest. I'm actually a little bit concerned. After the Christmas holidays are over, I'm going to make an appointment with the doctors, and I'm going to ask for either an allergy test or an asthma test. Mm-hmm. I've talked with Caleb about what this asthma is, like what does it feel like, and everything I've described to him makes him say, oh, that sounds like it could be. There is a one definitive test that they give you to say whether or not you have asthma. So I'm going to ask if in a week's time or 10 days time or whatever, I'm going to ask, you know, to go to the doctor and ask for this test if I'm still feeling this way. Because right now, every now and again, I'm getting this, like, it feels like someone's sitting on my chest, like squeezing my lungs. And
it's not good.
I'm just concerned about that.
Well, totally understandable.
Yeah. Oh, and then one last thing I was going to tell you about, which is a bit of nice news.
Another commission?
Pardon me. On Christmas Eve, Caleb and I got on the internet and booked ourselves a little holiday.
Oh, good.
I have a week off.
What before?
Yeah, the second week in January, from the 7th to the 13th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got 4 nights booked in Geneva, Switzerland.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about that?
You mentioned it.
Yeah, well, the flights are £50 each, which is ridiculously cheap.
Yeah.
The Airbnb has come out to about €250. Caleb found lift tickets are £28 a day, which is ridiculously cheap.
Mm.
And then for a 3-day rental of equipment, it's £35. And again, really stupid cheap. So we might be able to go skiing while we're there. Maybe ski in the morning and sit around and sketch or what have you in the afternoon. And so we'll where we are, we'll just take a city bus that takes you up to the slopes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so we might actually. So I'm hoping that we actually will ski. But you know what? Even if we don't, I don't care, because I've never been to Switzerland. I've never been to Geneva. And the thing is, I've never considered going to Switzerland. The only reason we decided to do that was because it was so cheap flights. Right? And, yeah, so we've booked it for ourselves. So it's like, wow, it's really nice.
That's good. That's good.
So it's something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, I'll let you go so you can pack.
Pack
warm clothes for the mountains.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, my Bluetooth is dying.
Oh.
Anyway.
All right.
Good.
Either call me or send me an email. If you send me an email first, then I'll email you right back and say I'm awake, or I won't email you back and say it because I'm not awake. But either way, you'll know.
Yeah.
And then either I can call you or you can call me, whichever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Will I, if I need to talk to you, will I hold you on your mobile or your house phone?
Either one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. If the house phone's cheaper, then go for the house phone.
Oh, I don't know. No, I think it's the same for me, but.
Oh, is it? Okay. Then the mobile.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's always on me.
Yes.
Right. All right. That sounds good.
Thanks for your advice.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Yes. And when
and
do you
drive very your, drive carefully.
Yeah. And when do you leave on your vacation?
The 7th of January.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Then I'll be able.
Yeah, we'll talk before then for sure. Yeah.
Yes. Good.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And take care.
You too.
All righty. Cheers. Bye.